Hello and welcome to the Every Child Everyday podcast. I'm your host, Rob Arnold, Superintendent of Amherst County Public Schools. In Amherst County Public Schools, we're committed to assuring that all students leave us with life-ready skills. No longer can we be satisfied with focusing on students just passing standards of a learning test. We have to find ways to provide our students with opportunities and real-life experiences that will simulate the world that they will soon enter. To this end, Amherst County Public Schools has partnered with the community to provide these experiences. One partner who is instrumental in making this happen is the Amherst County Chamber of Commerce. Today, we will discuss the role that the Chamber of Commerce plays in our mission and the opportunities they are creating for our students. Joining us for the conversation is Katie Mayo, Business Development Manager for the Chamber of Commerce, Sabrina Kinnan, Business Operations Manager at Specialty Exterminating and Chamber of Commerce, and Craig Maddox, Supervisor of CTE, or Career Technical Education, for Amherst County Public Schools. Please join us for this very important conversation. Show everyone. How are you?
Great.
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you guys for joining me. And what we'd like to do to start is kind of introduce yourself to the audience, a little bit of background and your role with the chamber.
Well, I am the president for the Amherst County Chamber of Commerce. This is my third year in that role. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve our business community. I also run Specialty Exterminating in Madison Heights, and I sit as chair for Lynchburg Connect, which is a nonprofit organization looking to meet unmet need in the community.
And I am Katie Mayo. I am the Business Development Manager at the Chamber. I have been in that role since September, so I'm kind of still new, getting adjusted. I am a lifetime Amherst County native, well, minus a couple of years, but I came back, and I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Okay, I'm Craig Maddox. I'm a supervisor of CTE for Amherst County Public Schools. I am a native, graduated from a high school, and I've been doing the supervisor of CTE for the last 7 years.
So a little background, when I first started in July, about 18 months ago, one of the first places I stopped by was the Chamber of Commerce, and I quickly got involved with what they're doing, and so I have some background with them, and they're doing great work. And as soon as Katie started, it was interesting. She came and sat down with me and wanted to know what the schools were trying to accomplish, and I told her, and then within about a week or two, she was starting to shoot ideas. So we're going to give you guys an opportunity to talk about what those things are and what you're trying to do from the community standpoint and what we're trying to do from the school, so see how we can line those things up. So I guess the first question for all of you guys is just to maybe talk about the efforts to create this partnership between the chamber and the school system.
Well, we made it a conscious effort this year to really get together and work with the chamber to provide opportunities to connect our students with local businesses. We participated back in the spring in the Connecting Community Business Expo, and then this fall, the chamber, you guys really helped us a lot when we did the Roadmap for the Future Expo at the high school in November. So we're trying to get out there and just work as much as possible to give the students more opportunities.
Yeah, and from that roadmap was kind of when I connected with Craig, and I also connected with Heidi Kurd at the high school. And from that was born Classrooms to Careers, which is a six-week series that we're going to be putting on at the Chamber. We're primarily focused on juniors right now, but hopefully we're going to widen that in the upcoming years. But Classrooms to Careers is going to be six of our sponsoring businesses at the Chamber, and they're each going to present to a select number of students, and they're going to learn about day-to-day business activities, pretty much anything that you can think of about that business. They're going to have a chance to talk directly to business owners, folks that are taking part in those jobs day to day, and just really give them a chance to have organic, meaningful conversations about these career paths.
Or is this to be kind of exploratory for students to kind of find out what industry or what business they're interested in, or should they know going in, I'm kind of interested in this and I want to know more about it?
I think it can be both. Okay. I think that it can definitely be, you know, learning more about something that you've possibly had an interest in, but I think it's also too a good way to maybe say, that sounds like something that I could be interested in, or no, that's not for me. I think I've had this conversation with Craig. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought that I knew what I wanted to do, and I'm still kind of trying to figure out what I want to do. So something like this would have been beneficial for myself to hear the day-to-day process. You know, a lot of these students are probably not, like I was not, exposed to a breadth of careers like this. And so you're kind of just guessing. And that's what I was doing. And so this gives you a chance to ask those questions and determine if it is something you're interested in. But it's also going to be kind of a vehicle for internships, externships, mentorships, and summer jobs, hopefully. We're asking each of these businesses to let students know the day of, you know, do you have anything out there? Are you interested in this? Can we do job shadowing? Those sorts of things. So we're hoping to open up those conversations as well and possibly give students a chance to take part in those things.
Do you know any of the current businesses that will be represented? Or
yes, Blue Ridge Medical Group, Drummond Electric, Banker Steel, Specialty Exterminating, ITG, Integrated Technology Group, and then Chad Mooney of Dawson, Livingston, Petty, and Richardson.
Okay. It's law interesting. Firm.
Law yes. firm, right. Yes.
It's interesting, too. Drummond Electric, he was telling us that they have 3 kids in the Amherst school system.
Yeah.
Very excited to be a part of this because they didn't have this type of exposure. And so it was interesting for them. They're not only serving their kids, but the friends as well.
Well, I think really, you know, with this, a lot of times students, even when we have folks come in and do presentations inside the school to the students, and in their mind, that's still the school environment. The more times that we can take kids outside of that environment and introduce them and let them talk to professionals outside of that environment, I think is very beneficial for the students.
I think so, too. It fosters the buy-in and the ownership. They don't feel like they have to be there. It's something they may be interested in. From the chamber perspective, it was important for us to have the conversation and have the relationship between the chamber and the school systems because we essentially serve the same community. And part of our mission is to serve our businesses, and that's the entirety of our community because our students become our employees. We need to showcase what's here, show them what's available, and let them have real-life one-on-one conversations with these business owners and leaders in the industries so they're not just getting the glossy view. They're getting the real life day to day. That was very important to us.
Well, I think when you connect the business professionals and their knowledge with, you know, our students, that kind of raises the level of education and also improves the workforce. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and I think the real important thing for us is we understand as a school system how vital our role is into growing the community, growing the economy, helping businesses that are currently here,
right.
Attracting businesses that would think about coming here. Because if we're graduating students that, as I said at the very beginning, that are life ready, then I think we have a much better chance of growing and meeting kind of the Chamber of Commerce's stated goal of providing kind of value to the businesses already in.
Right, and actually just kind of piggybacking off of something you said, one of the questions that has come in for our Madison Heights Business Town Hall, which we're hosting, just a little plug, we're hosting on February 19th at Mount Ellison Middle School, is what are we doing to prepare the workforce that we can say to businesses, we have a willing and ready workforce right here for you in Amherst County. And so I think this is a small but positive step in that direction. And I think that it'll, you know, give us kind of ammunition when those sort of questions come to Amherst. We'll be able to say, we have the workforce ready for you. Because I know that is a huge thing. And we do hear that from businesses is they're saying that they can't find the workforce. And so our role right now is kind of trying to say, we have the workforce, what do you need from them?
We want to also make sure that we're doing our part to bridge the gap between employers' need in an employee to be successful and what the employee needs from the employer. So these conversations are crucial, that, you know, you guys understand what the students need, not what's perceived, but what the actual Amherst employees need, and that's important. And then once they leave the schools and go into the workforce, those expectations are, the reality.
Right. Well, and for so many years, we have certain requirements that we have to fill from an educational standpoint, but by focusing so heavily on that and not hearing what those needs were, I don't think we were as a, and I'm saying education in general. I'm not saying Amherst County specifically, but we've missed the mark sometimes on actually doing the right things and preparing students. And maybe you can kind of speak a little bit to some of those skills that we're going to start to, as a school system, really focus on.
Right. Well, from talking with businesses and folks a lot, it's really the soft skills. So we're really trying to focus on those skills at the middle school level, at the high school level. If they're in any of our CTE courses, they go through those soft skills training. But we're trying to incorporate it in middle school, and then hopefully next year we're going to start in elementary school, because we do career awareness in elementary school now. So we're going to start implementing those soft skills at different grade levels, starting with kindergarten and going all the way through.
So for our listeners that might not know what soft skills are.
Soft skills, being able to look someone in the eye, be able to shake their hands, have conversations, be a team player, showing up on time, yeah.
Consistency and
right.
showing up and
right.
those kinds of things. Good. So I've kind of bounced around a little bit, and the initial conversation was about the Classrooms to Career seminar that you're holding. They're going to be held at the...
They're going to be held at the depot, so at the Chamber of Commerce, right there in our boardroom, and we'll have free food.
Okay.
So our businesses are providing food for all the students that will be there, and it's a two-hour from noon till 2, and it's the Thursdays in March and April. And each presenter will have their own presentation, like I said, about day in the life of... But we also have, what is the average salary of someone in this job? What benefits can you expect? What training do you need? Any special certifications? Those sorts of things. We're going to all try to cover that. But it is, as Sabrina was saying, it is a two-parter. It's what our businesses need, but it's also what the students need. And I know, a lot of students don't understand those basic things, what is going to become, if I go to work for specialty, what can I expect? And so we want it to be an organic place where they feel comfortable to ask those questions and get answers that can help them form those sort of opinions or decisions. But it's also too, Banker Steel, for example, is a sponsor of the chamber this year. And actually, I have to say, this program is really what got them in the door, because they're very interested and they want to help us and Craig work together. They have a wonderful program that they're putting together, and they're hoping that this Classroom to Careers is kind of the first step to get the students interested in that, so then they sign up for the actual training that can lead to a full-time position with Banker Steel at the end of their training.
And so, Mr. Maddox, what is the process for our students to sign up? How is that going to be laid out for them?
Well, we're going to target the juniors right now, and an email is going to go out to all the juniors and their parents about the upcoming trips, along with information sheets and the permission forms. And then we're also going to give the students a paper copy to take home. And, they'll bring their permission slips and stuff back, and they'll check off the different seminars that they want to participate in, and then the counselors will pull them together, and we'll make the field trip list and do all that.
Now, there's fairly limited space.
Limited space. I think it's 20.
Okay. 20. And that's why we're hoping in the coming years that we can expand, possibly go to do some on-site visits, you know, possibly move to a larger space. So, you know, it would be great to see interest. The more interest we have, you know, then we can start making bigger plans.
Yeah. All right. So what are some of the other opportunities that the Chamber's thinking about in terms of this partnership, this connecting community business industry to schools? What else is out there that y'all would like to talk about?
I think one big program, and this is a great start, and that's, you know, it's just getting started. But the biggest thing for me is making sure our students know the opportunities here in Amherst. I think that's the biggest thing we have going. This is a start, and we want them to know who the Chamber is, what they're about, what we're about. They can always come to us for issues in the workforce. Come and say, hey, listen, this is where I'm at. I need help with this. And we can, you know, provide mentors in the business community to help them. That's something they're not aware of, and we want to promote that.
Right. Along with that, we are doing a pilot program with QDN that most of you are aware of. We actually had a meeting this morning, and all the counselors and stuff were trained. QDN is a web and app-based program that connects businesses and students with the opportunities. A business can upload a profile sheet and put in work-based learning opportunities or job opportunities, and the students, when they click, the students get it right on the app on the phone, and they can apply right there. So it's going to be, like I said, we're going to pilot it. We're going to start with this junior class and maybe some seniors, and we hope to get them all signed up by the end of this month in February.
And we're working hard to get the businesses into the app. I was on the phone with a potential member of the Chamber last week, and they were very interested and queued in, thought that that was a great way to push it out directly to the students. And so we're really trying to work with the businesses. If they have questions, we're answering them. And in the future that you've been talking about, I mean, we really want to grow this program to more than just at the depot. We want it to be a full internship, mentorship, externship, kind of one-stop shop. And like I said, we want to get those on-site visits or get in the room, you know, with manufacturers, anyone really. We're really, and that's why we've also, it seems like a very random list, but this list was done based on programs that you all already have, and based, you know, we did focus very heavily on the trades and the technical careers, and, you know, but we're open, and we also, you know, we're going to solicit feedback from the students that are in this first Classrooms to Careers, and we want to hear what they want to see and what sort of opportunities they're looking for. But we want, I know Sabrina and I have talked in depth about this, we want to continue this partnership with the schools, especially, you know, with the CTE program, because it's something that we believe in. Part of our goals at the Chamber this year are to be more involved in the community, and you know, Amherst, we're realizing, does repopulate itself. And so we need to keep the talent here. We need to train the talent so we aren't losing it to other places. And that's what we're about. And like Sabrina said, we're here to help any way we can.
Yeah. And so it's really important, I think, for folks to understand, too, is that for the first time in a while, our state has really bought into this idea of career technical education. There's actually, I mean, we spent 20, 25 years telling every student that they had to go to a four-year school, and that's not the right choice for all of our students. And in fact, it's a bad idea for some students because there are so many jobs that require technical skills that are great jobs, great careers, that we need to make sure that we are getting our students the understanding of all the options that are available. And that's what that roadmap event was. It had colleges, it had businesses, it had industry, anybody you could think of. And so we're just trying to get our students to understand and to start thinking about. We've all talked about, well, I wish I would have thought about these things. I'm in the same boat. I just kind of went to college because I was expected to go to college and just kind of found my way from there. But I think it's important for us to help students walk out of high school with an idea. and an understanding of where they want to go. And so what the state is doing now, they are requiring our students to graduate. They need to have some form of work-based learning opportunity. And so what that means is we have 1,300 students at the high school. We got to get all those students out into our community getting these opportunities. And it's not only Amherst County High School. It's the schools in Lynchburg. It's the schools in Bedford, Campbell County, Appomattox, Nelson. And they're all competing for access to the same businesses. And that's why it's so important for us to kind of put a fence around Amherst County.
Yeah.
And say, if you're in Amherst County, we want you to work with us. And that's where the chamber comes in, because we want that kind of commitment. And we want to show that that's where our number one priority is supporting Amherst County. So is there anything else that you guys wanted to kind of mention, talk about?
We have a town hall in Madison okay. Heights yep. on February the 19th. Katie mentioned earlier Manelison Middle School.
Yes, six o'clock. And we would love, we have a tab on the Amherst Chamber website, amherstvachamber.com, that you can submit questions. But we would love to hear. It is focused for businesses, but as we can all see here from this conversation, there's a lot that goes into the business community in Amherst. So we would love for anyone to submit questions to that, and we would love for people to be there in person. Dr. Arnold is going to sit on our panel for us and be there, and we would love the community support at that event. We also have, like I said, the Classrooms to Careers is coming up, so, you know, dig around in those backpacks, get those permission slips signed, and...
But the town hall is specifically to kind of help foster the conversation in Madison Heights?
Correct. In Madison Heights, okay. Yes. I was approached by several businesses in Madison Heights, and I mean, to be completely honest about it, the chamber doesn't have a huge footing in Madison Heights. We have a couple of very strong businesses in Madison Heights, but as a whole, Madison Heights is underrepresented in our chamber, and so that's something that I'm personally working on changing. And what I'm hearing from these businesses in Madison Heights is no one cares about Madison Heights. It's kind of been forgotten. So we are giving them a venue to come and have their concerns, have their questions answered by leaders in our community. We have the county administrator, board of supervisors. We have people that own businesses in Madison Heights. We have quite the panel, and we would just want everyone to know that their voice is going to be heard, and we want to give them a forum to do so.
I would love to see students there, see how these things work, see how you're heard, see how things are responded to. I think it's a great idea that the students can kind of come out, and we've had some residents respond through some local churches that they're coming, and I'm hoping they'll bring their children so they can kind of see this process.
Well, we can get that information out to the students and stuff at the high school and the middle schools too.
Yeah, we would love that. And like Sabrina said, it's important to show everyone that no one's forgotten about, and we do want to hear all of those things, because we all do have to work together.
And I believe Dean is going to present the master plan for Madison Heights that was approved last year, I believe.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting to see, and that's going to have an impact on the economy. So I think it's important for everyone in that area to see what's coming.
Yeah.
Well, I just want everybody to know that if anybody ever wants to come to the high school and look at our programs or feel free to contact me here at the school administrative office. And if you have questions on Cued In, do the same. Feel free to contact me, and I can get you in touch, and we can get you up and loaded, and you can start posting job opportunities the next day. So
it's very clear from this conversation that there's a lot of energy and passion for Amherst County, and it's something that we're working very hard on in the schools to try to generate this excitement behind the good things that are happening in Amherst County. And I think we need to tell our story better. We need to let people know what great things are going on, and I think being led by the chamber, y'all are doing a great job. Y'all are pushing that forward, and we appreciate all the support that you've given
and,
us.
And we appreciate all the support that you all have given us, too, and the chance to partner so closely together. Craig, I appreciate you coming and letting and talking to me and getting, you know, getting ideas out and letting us have this program. You know, it's kind of, like I said, it was born at the Roadmap. It's been a pretty fast-paced thing to get it thrown together this year. But we're hoping for a great outcome, and we're just going to use that momentum to then continue to build on this.
Thank you, guys. And one more plug for the Chamber of Commerce. If you're a business in Amherst County, Madison Heights, Amherst, all over the county, please consider being a member.
Yes, let us help you.
Because more and more, as we start to have these programs, they have programs, we have programs that we're partnering with, it's going to really add value to your business.
Yes.
We really believe
come
we can do that.
Come see us at the depot, or you can email me, katie@amherstvachamber.org. Not .com, that's our website. Okay. We'll get it all taken care of.
All right. All right. So thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Great conversation. For all the listeners, we thank you for joining us today, and everybody have a great day.